and Mabel Louise.
Hey,
yes, good morning.
Good
it's a
morning.
Beautiful sunny day, huh?
Hey, it's wonderful. Every day's good, isn't it? Wow, if you can get up and be out, especially this spring, and see all of God's handiwork, it's so great. And I'm going to start out this morning asking you a question. I ask myself this first, so now I'm going after you. Have you ever, in your lifetime, been guilty of complaining about your circumstances? And then you looked around and found that someone else's was much worse than yours could ever be. So, if you can answer, yep, then you can join my club. Yes, I've been there and done that. And so that's just a little sneak preview of my broadcast today. So please stay tuned and learn about the dire circumstances of this Old Testament mother named Jochebed. I love the story, and I've told it many times. I think several even through the years on my broadcast. But I selected, through prayer, five Old Testament women because May is known as Mother's Month. And I've covered Eve and Sarah, and now I'm on Jochebed. And stay tuned in the days ahead because I'm going to talk about Hannah and Rebecca. That's right, both of them. Thrilling stories from the Old Testament. And so before I get into my message, here's my verse for the day. It's Psalm 46, 1. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. So everything can be okay, can't it? As long as we know the Lord is by our side. And he can give us strength, can't he? He's right there with us. So stay tuned and let's learn together some important lessons from this wonderful, godly mother. And this mother had a son that really rocked the world. Yes, he's called a hero in the scriptures. Hebrews 11 tells about it. And our question as mothers is, how could she do it, all of that? So I want to examine a few things about her life. Yes, how did she do it is the good question. Well, first, let me say, she gave her baby to the Lord before he was born, of course, and after. And then she was an ordinary Hebrew mother, but there was something special about her. Yes, she had extraordinary faith. And you know, without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. We don't really know much about her personality or anything, but her name is mentioned only twice in the Bible. The fact that she was born in Egypt and her father was of the priestly tribe. Her father's name was Levi, and she became the wife of Amram, A-M-R-A-M, Amram. And she was mother to Miriam, Aaron, and Moses. She came from a small town outside of Cairo, Egypt. Amram and Jochebed clung to their faith in the Lord in spite of the fact that most everyone else worshipped gods, Baal, different ones, animals, and they had very bizarre religious practices. And besides this, they were slaves. Yes, they were slaves to the Egyptians and received terrible treatment. What terror it must have been to have been pregnant. You see, the king wanted to get rid of the Israelites, so he made it very difficult for them. And he asked the midwives to kill the babies when they were born, but they refused. And so the king sent out a decree and demanded that all boy babies would be thrown into the Nile River. Can you imagine that, being pregnant and knowing that if your baby was a boy, and no doubt they probably didn't know, they would guess by the size of the mother, but there were no modern medicines and no ultrasounds in those days. But imagine the horror she must have felt when she knew she was pregnant, and that the minute that it was born, if it was a boy, it would be thrown to the crocodiles in the Nile River. Ouch. What a terrible, horrible circumstance. Well, let me just say here that her name means Jehovah is her glory. And actually, her name is only mentioned twice in the Bible, but she is still remembered as one of the greatest Old Testament mothers of the Bible. And one of the verses that sort of explains that I want to read is taken from Acts, the 7th chapter, with verse 20. But the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham. The people grew and multiplied in Egypt till another king arose that knew not Joseph. This king dealt with evil and entreated the fathers so that they would cast out their young children to the end that they might not live, in which time Moses was born and was exceedingly fair and was nourished up in his father's house 3 months. I like the fact that it was a family affair in protecting that baby, because here it says, raised up in his father's house. And so they did teamwork, didn't they? And then Hebrews 11 says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. We have to remember that in Bible times, children were considered very, very special. A woman actually felt she was disgraced if she was unable to bear children. Psalm 27:3 says, lo, children are the heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. And then it goes on, verse 5 says, happy, blessed, or fortunate is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. In other words, the bigger the better. Well, there are 5 D's that I thought of. I did lots of pondering of these, of this portion of scripture, because it's always been such a blessing to me, because my mother taught me this story when I was just a little child, and I just loved it. And I would say to her, tell me again, Mother, tell me that story over again. And here's what I came up with. There are 5 D's to learn from the circumstance of their lives. First of all, they had very disturbing conditions, and I just read that to you. Killing the baby, throwing it in the water in the Nile River. Ouch. What a horrible thing that would be, to have the authorities come by your house when they knew about the time of your delivery, and they probably heard the baby's cry, they would knock the door open, come in, grab the baby, and take it and throw it in the Nile. Oh, ouch. Yes, very disturbing conditions. And let me remind you that we need to pray for believers all over the world, because there are so many right now in terrible, disturbing conditions. I get the letter and folder from several different mission groups, and they tell the stories of the devastating circumstances of believers, really, all around the world. And then another D that I came up with was that they were a devoted couple. They had to work together under horrible circumstances, even to digging a hole in the center of their one-room house, dirt floor, and hid the baby under a cover. Think about it. No doubt Jochebed had to climb down in that hole and feed the baby and put it to sleep and hide it there so the cries would not be heard through the thin walls of their home. Yes, very disturbing conditions. And they had to work together as a devoted couple. And then God gave them a delightful child. Yes, he's called fair. He's called proper. So he must have been a knockout, right? And then dreadful circumstances about throwing the baby in the Nile. And then there's so many divine lessons to learn. Yes, Jochebed is remembered because she walked humbly by faith before God. She trusted the Lord to care for her child. And I just read the scripture where it said she was not afraid of the king's commandment. She would grit her teeth and say, "No way are you going to take my baby." So the family must have planned together to make that special basket, cover it with pitch, and make sure that it was solid. Put a lid on that basket, handmade basket, made out of the papyrus stem that's found right along the edge of the Nile River. I'll never forget, my husband and I were taken by a guide to the very spot where they believe that Moses was pushed among the papyrus weeds and hid in a basket. It was interesting to see, nothing special. I did pick a piece of the papyrus and bring it home from that very area. But I stood there and remembered and could see in the distance where maybe Miriam stood to watch for the baby. It was most interesting. But we have so many lessons to learn from this godly woman, because she teaches us that under any circumstance in our life, we can always trust the Lord. Why? Because he is our strength. He is our refuge. And he will be with us. He'll go through the problem with us. And if we know Jesus as our own personal Lord and Savior, then we know that we will always be together with the Lord in heaven. Wow, what a promise. Let me ask you as I close the broadcast today, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Do you have that blessed hope? Are you trusting the Lord like this precious woman did under your circumstances? And I'm sure I'm talking today to many people who are struggling. Maybe you have cancer. You have something that is incurable. You had a child that's in trouble. You are going through a terrible divorce. There's so many circumstances in our lives where we feel so helpless and so disturbed and not knowing what to do. Well, let me just say, I know what you should do, and that is cling to the Lord with all your heart. Trust him. Let me quote Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In other words, a Mabel Louise interpretation. Don't try to figure it out. Just trust him. And he will bless you, and he will honor you and be with you. So as I close, let me finish this on my next broadcast. I'm sorry to have to extend it, but I just can't make it. So I will be with you again, Lord willing, and I hope you'll be tuned in. God bless you. Bye-bye.